Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
Have you ever purchased something only to find out that you could have gotten it for a better price somewhere else? I'm sure this has happened to all of us multiple times over our lives, and to me, it's still kind of frustrating. I have to admit it. And, you know, we live in this environment where a lot of businesses are constantly promoting sales. I mean, think about the grocery stores. I used to work in a grocery store from the time I was 13 to 18, 5 years at this one grocery store. And we used to, you know, we still see that today. We have this sell flyer that comes out every week. And we would even do lost leaders, you know, would sell pop for 99 cents a six pack, even though that maybe cost the store $1.15 a six pack. They would sell it for 99 cents to pull those people in. And so we're kind of used to that on smaller things like groceries. Things go on sale. We can save a little bit of money. Maybe we stock up. We do some things like that. You even see it with Costco now. Costco has always been known for just, you know, value pricing, but now they have that coupon book. And I have to admit, every time that coupon book comes in the mail, the first thing we do is we open that up and we rifle through it because, you know, you see $3 off or $4 off of something like laundry detergent that you use on a regular basis. I think, wow, that's a great deal. So we're kind of trained for that. I know a lot of us are, that we're always looking to make sure that we're getting the best price on things. And again, on smaller items, it's probably not the end of the world. But when you start looking at bigger items, like I remember years ago, I was looking for a television set. We had moved from Kirkland out to Redmond. And so this was like 2004, I think. And I had this little tiny, well, tiny now, but it was like this 32-inch tube TV. It was just really heavy, but we had a great big living room, and we needed to get a bigger television. Well, I started looking around at televisions back then, and I could not believe the prices. And I think I ended up getting a 50-inch television. Now, set down for this, or keep your eyes focused on the road if you're driving, because I paid $5,000 for that 50-inch television. And that was $2,000 to $3,000 less than what I saw some comparable models being sold for. So I ended up getting it online and having it shipped out to me. And I still have that TV today, believe it or not. It still works. It's a great TV. It's a plasma television. But I will tell you, I stressed so much about buying that television because I saw such a wide range in prices and I did not want to pay too much for it. And it's kind of funny now because we just added a second TV last year, and I think I've got a 75-inch Sony television now, and I think it was $1,500 or $1,700. I mean, it was a third the price of what that 50-inch television was that I bought 14 years ago. So there are some things in life that we know are probably going to go down in pricing, like electronics. The new version comes out, and then a year later, it's a little bit cheaper for more features. But as a general rule, most things are increasing with time, and they're going up, you know, every year. And so we're constantly looking to, you know, trying to figure out how do we get the right price on something. Now, some things are unique. For instance, we go out and we buy a home. Well, it's hard to compare homes because unless you're buying in a subdivision where all the floor models are the same, you're trying to balance out these other things like the features that it has and the location. And the same with cars. Cars, I think people put more and more effort into buying cars than about anything because they don't want to pay too much. And so if I pick the car and I know the model I want, well, now I can go to four or five different dealers and I can figure out who's going to sell me that car for the best price. So we are trained to think that way. And the reason why I'm talking about this and pricing today is because I got a question of the week from Rick over in Woodinville. And Rick asked me, how do you know you are getting the best price when you buy long-term care insurance? And I thought, you know, that is a great question, Rick. So we're going to spend some time today on the show just talking about, you know, how do you know you're getting the best price? How do you know you're getting, you know, you're not paying more for something that you could get somewhere else for less? And it's a great question because, again, we're all trained to think that way. And really, when you look at the success of Costco, for instance, the reason why we go there is it's the value, right? It's not necessarily that I can't get toilet paper on sale for less money if I look and drive around. It's just that we know that day in and day out, it's probably going to be the best value just going to Costco, and they've done a really good job with that. But on a lot of other things, when we start buying bigger things, we start buying cars, we start looking at insurance policies that are thousands of dollars, how do we know we're getting the best price? That's what we're going to talk about today. Before we get into that, though, I want to say, number one, the thank you to everybody that joined us for our webinar on Wednesday. That was last Wednesday at 3 o'clock. It was great. We had great questions, great feedback. And again, I really appreciate that. That's, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, you're going to hear us talking about these webinars. We used to do live classes, but of course, due to COVID right now, we're just using the webinars. And it's actually working out great. When you sign up for one of these classes, you're going to get a link sent to you, and we're going to actually... you know, you're just going to click on that link and you can watch our class in a browser and you can send us your questions and we're going to answer all those questions, and it is live. And so we just had one Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And again, thank you for everybody that showed up to that. If you missed that one, I know I got an email from somebody that had missed it, and we do have another one coming up next Friday. That's going to be Friday the 25th. At 9 a.m. So that's going to kick off at 9 in the morning, Friday the 25th. You can sign up for our webinars at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Now, one of the big reasons why we promote these webinars is because we're just a firm believer. We want to start with education. We want to get everybody up to speed on, you know, what long-term care is, what it pays for, how it works, what your different options are with these plans, traditional versus asset-based. How do the plans pay you? How do you get your money out of those plans? We cover all of that. And then we also compare long-term care planning compared to we compare that with Medicaid planning and self-insuring. And so the idea is, after this class, you have a good, you know, solid base of information so that if you decide to start looking into long-term care planning, you will have more information. You'll be able to make a better decision. That's really what we do. So we're a big believer in, you know, starting out with education. So again, our next class is coming up on Friday the 25th at 9 a.m. And by the way, when you're on our website, we're going to be changing that website here at the end of the month. The week of the 28th, we're going to have a new look. So everybody that's been on that, you can jump on there and tell me what you think about it. But we're just trying to make it a little bit simpler, a little bit easier to navigate. And there's a lot of information on there. There's examples. You hear us talk about the client of the week every week. All that information is on our website as well, too. So it's just really designed to be a resource so that you can get in there, start studying, start learning about this, be your own advocate. So that way, when you sit down to design a plan, you're going to know what questions to ask. And that's really going to help you in the long run. So, our question today from Rick in Woodinville is, how do you know if you're getting the best price when you buy long-term care insurance? So stick around. We're going to head into our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how you know you're getting the best price. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Can't always count on good health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. If you've been thinking about it but have questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors Friday, September 25th at 9 a.m. for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has a lifetime benefit that pays our estate back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com for their class coming up Friday, September 25th at 9 a.m. The class is free, and they'll give you a copy of their long-term care planning book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. You want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people, but if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back. And thanks for tuning in this weekend. I appreciate everybody that tunes in here to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, we are on Saturday twice at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. And then we are on Sundays at noon. You can find our schedule at our website at 525longtermcare.com. And you can also sign up for a class there, and you can send us a question of the week. Again, our question this week came from Rick in Woodinville. And Rick just wanted to know, how do you know you're getting the best price when you buy long-term care insurance? So this is such a great question, Rick, and I will tell you that we know that when we go out and we shop, there's nothing worse for me. I just hate that. If you go out and you buy something, especially anything, you know, a more expensive item, and then you find out that, oh, I could have saved $1,000 on it, or I could have saved $200 on it, it's really irritating. And so I get the point of that question. And for insurance products, what we need to know is that the insurance works a little bit different than other things that we buy. Number one, insurance is highly regulated. So the carriers do not have the ability to sell a policy to me for a smaller price than they sell the same policy to you. So number one, you got to keep in mind is that the prices do not vary from agent to agent. So if you're going to go out and you're going to just pick a company, so you pick a, you know, Genworth, who is the largest company out there for years, and you're buying 3 years of coverage with Genworth at $6,000 a month with 3% inflation, a 55-year-old is going to pay the same price regardless of who he buys that policy from. That is just the way insurance works. So you have to understand that it's illegal for an agent to give a kickback. It's illegal for an agent to discount a price. They cannot do that. Again, they're trying to keep the integrity in the insurance so that people get the same price regardless of where they buy that insurance from. Now, if we think about going out and buying a car, well, you can buy the exact same car. So you pick, say, a Ford pickup. You want the F-150 and you want the Platinum, and you have the exact same option list on that. Well, the dealer does have the right to lower that price. One dealer can say, I'm going to work off a smaller margin, and I will sell that to you for $1,000 less than the other dealer. Insurance companies cannot do that. So again, if you get the same policy with the same features and the same options, it's going to be priced the same regardless of who you buy that from. So that's one thing to keep in mind. I think the other thing is that Where we get confused on insurance is when we're designing that policy, it is hard to compare apples to apples. And back in the day, they used to do what I call spreadsheeting. And there's some software. I actually still have access to this software. So you can plug in the parameters. I want $200 a day of benefit. I want 3 years of coverage. I'm 55 years old. This is my health rating. And you can pull up six different companies side by side. And we call that spreadsheeting. So we'll say we've got the bucket of money, and that's your long-term care insurance. We have the same withdrawal rate. That's your benefit. So how much can I pull out of that bucket of money per day or per month, depending how it's set up? And so you would set all those parameters the same across the different carriers, and then you would just run the software, and it would spit out the quotes down at the bottom for you. And this was very common back in the 2000s, 2000 to 2010. Spreadsheeting was just very, very common. And what people would do is they would go in and they would run all these quotes. And remember, there used to be like 120 companies that sold traditional long-term care insurance at one time. And a lot of those companies fought for market share on price. And that's all they did. So they would find out what everybody else was selling it for. They'd lower their premiums. And it was kind of like airline tickets. The airlines were always chasing each other, trying to get the lowest price to figure out, you know, how they can get those customers. And so that was very common. And believe it or not, there's still some agents that do that. It's not as effective anymore because there's less than 10 traditional companies out there now that we really have access to that sell traditional long-term care plans. But as a general rule, that's what a lot of people would do, and they would focus on that. Now, what I'm going to tell you about that is there were a lot of problems when you focus on the price only on long-term care insurance, because what they did is they would basically dismiss a lot of the other assumptions, a lot of the other factors that went into a long-term care plan, like who was the company behind that? What was their claims like? What services did they offer? When you called to make a claim, who were you talking to? Were you talking to somebody that did they factor out that part of the business? Did they manage it themselves? And so a lot of people just simply went out and they bought these long-term care insurance based on price, and guess what? A lot of those people are greatly disappointed right now because a lot of those companies are no longer in the business. A lot of those policies have exchanged hands and they're being serviced by somebody else. And now a lot of these policies, these people that went out and bought the lowest price policy realize, A, number one, that they're not with a great company, and B, their rates are going up. And also one of the big things is I think people forget is that they made this assumption that they were all the same. And what I mean by that is, it'd be like buying a car, and you go out there and just say, okay, I need a seat, I need a steering wheel, I need four wheels, and you go out and you just start looking at pricing, and you say, well, that one is $3,000 less. I'll take that. And, you know, I think of my grandma who bought this Lee car, this Renault Le Car. Honestly, it was just a piece of junk. It had one of these big sardine canvas sunroofs on the top that leaked from day one. It was a brand new car. Half of the time that car was in the shop, it spent as much time in the shop as it did her garage. But in theory, you could have gone out and said, well, that car was cheaper than the Honda or the Ford or the Toyota, and you would justify that based on the price. Well, a lot of people did that with long-term care plans. They went out and they just simply bought the plan based on price because they would say, look, here's $200 a day. Here's 3 years of coverage. This is what the price is. It's cheaper than everybody else. Let's go with that company. And then they realized down the road that that company had just gotten into the business. They weren't really set up to manage those claims. They weren't in it for the long haul. And so these people have a contract that legally still has to pay them, but they may be jumping through a lot more hoops and a lot more effort to try to get benefits out of that policy. And so you just have to be aware that that's what spreadsheeting does. It just ignores all the, you know, the quality. Is there a difference between one car manufacturer and another car manufacturer? Is there a difference in quality? In theory, they're both going to get you down the road. They're both going to get you to the grocery store. But then you have to look at the other features and benefits. And so we always consider that now. Today, it's not as crucial. You don't see as much spreadsheeting because there are fewer companies out there. They're not fighting over price as much. What they're doing is they're really fighting. They're coming up with unique designs. Like one company will offer a lifetime benefit. Another company may say, hey, we're only going to go to 5 years. So for you to compare those two policies, you would have to design them exactly the same. I want 5 years of coverage. Some companies will do monthly benefits. Some companies will do daily benefits. So again, that makes a difference. So you can't really compare those. And then you have to look at things like elimination period. How long do I have to wait to get my money back before I go on claim? So what I mean by that is if I trigger a long-term care event, I have a zero-day waiting period. That means I start getting that money right away. If I have a 90-day or 180-day waiting period, that means I've got to self-fund that long-term care event for the first 90 days or the first 180 days. And a lot of companies will have those little variations on there. So you think, well, I'm saving money here, but really in the long run, you might be spending a lot more money because you have a longer elimination period. So those are things to keep in mind. So really, what do you do if you're out there shopping for long-term care plans? How do you make sure you get the best price? Well, the truth is, I don't think it's about price. What we really have to do is look at the quality of the company and what you're getting. If we look at traditional plans, we can compare buckets of money. So we can say, yes, I want $6,000 a month for 3 years, and we can compare those three companies. But for me, what I always look at with my clients is I say, okay, here's what the price is. This one's $400 more a year, but this is what you get for it. You get the options of getting maybe a little bit of cash benefit so that you could pay for some informal care. This one doesn't have it. You get a monthly benefit instead of a daily benefit. This one doesn't have it. And so we have to go through that through the process of really comparing what the plans are. Now, if you select a company, and so Rick's question is, how do you know you're getting the best price? Well, if I select ABC company and I know exactly what I want and I know the features that I want, well, there is no variation in price. You don't have to worry about that. So when you select a company and you say, yes, this is why I want to be with this company, that price is going to be the same regardless of who you buy that plan from. Now, one of the big factors that I always look at when we're designing plans, how is the structure of that company made up? Are they a stock company or are they a mutual company? And what I mean by that is a mutual company means that that company is owned by the clients. Mutual company. If it's a stock company, think of, you know, Microsoft or GE or any of these big for-profit companies, you can buy stock in those companies. My concern with a stock company is that the number one priority for that company is to the shareholder, not to the policyholder. It's to the shareholder, the people that own the stock. On a mutual company, the number one priority is to the clients because the clients own the company. So as a general rule, what we're going to see out there is we're going to see more features, we're going to see more benefits, and what I mean by that is you might have a better claims department, you'll have the concierge service, you're just going to have a more robust policy because that company is not trying to pull profits off to pay shareholders. So we always look at that. And so, for instance, if we look at two mutual companies. So let's just take Minnesota Life, for instance, Securian and Nationwide. And you're not going to hear me talking about companies specifically much on the radio because I don't work for any of those. We're an independent. But just as an example, we have these two companies, Securian and Nationwide. They have a very similar product. So one company might come out and say, well, for the exact same benefits in long-term care, let's say Securian is $1,000 less on a 10 pay. So you say, well, I'm going to save $10,000 there. But when you actually get into the contract and you look at it, Securian has the 90-day elimination period. Nationwide says, we're going to give you a retroactive elimination period, which means after 90 days, we're going to give you 4 months of benefit on that fourth month. We're just going to pay you that same amount. So now we got to look at that feature and we say, gosh, how much is that really going to cost me? And then the other thing is, what happens when I use all my insurance and I die at the end of that time? How much money do I get back? And so we have to weigh all those factors in, too, to make sure we're getting the best price. Stick around. We're going to come back with a little bit more long-term care radio. I got a great client of the week. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Can't always count on good health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. If you've been thinking about it but have questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors Friday, September 25th at 9 a.m. for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has a lifetime benefit that pays our estate back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com for their class coming up Friday, September 25th at 9 a.m. The class is free, and they'll give you a copy of their long-term care planning book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
We know the planning process for long-term care is frustrating and confusing. Our team will take the time to guide you to the right plan. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. You want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people, but if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks again for tuning in this weekend. You just heard some ads again. I've got one more class coming up in September. That's going to be next Friday, the 25th at 9 a.m. And again, it's just a webinar class. When you sign up, you are going to get a link emailed to you, and you'll get a reminder. And all you do is you click on that link and open it up, and you can watch the class on your phone. You can watch it on your laptop. You can watch it on your iPad. It doesn't matter. If you have a smart TV and you have internet access, you can watch it on your television. So easy squeezy. And we're starting to get people from all over, California, South Carolina, Minnesota, Colorado. And you can they're finding us on our podcast. So if you miss any of these radio shows, you can go to iTunes and just ask them to play Long-Term Care Radio, and we're going to pop up right there. And again, the whole idea behind all this is just, you know, educate yourself. Find out a little bit about the subject matter. I went through this myself personally. That's why I do what I do. It's a calling for me, because I was trying to get a plan for my mom put in place, and I just got so frustrated with the lack of knowledge, with the lack of expertise out there. And this is a complicated subject matter. And statistically speaking, nearly 3 out of 4 of us are going to end up in some kind of long-term care event. Now, I don't know if that's going to be for a month or if it's going to be for 15 years. They don't tell us that. But what we do know is that the statistics are against us. The odds are against us. And so long-term care planning really protects you. It helps you protect your assets. But to me, more importantly, it protects the people you care about. It allows them to go on with their lives when you end up in a care situation. And it just it gives you that dedicated source of funds to pay for care. And it also gives you that team of professionals to make sure that your care is managed. And I was talking about, you know, how do you know you get the best price? Well, for me, I will be honest with you. When I chose my asset-based plan, I went with the company that had the best claim service out there. I wasn't focused on the price. I wanted the absolute best claim service. This company actually has what they call a concierge care service, which means they assign somebody to you and your family as soon as you trigger a claim, and you have one contact person to help manage everything. And I've seen them in action. I've actually spent time out at their headquarters. And that, to me, is some of the things that we want to look at. We want to understand the difference between these companies, because insurance is only important when you need it. That's the bottom line. And what we know about long-term care planning, most of us are going to need it. That's just the sad truth. Most of us will need it before we pass on. So, and anyway, again, all this information, you can sign up for our next class on the website, 525longtermcare.com. The bottom of the hour here is when I always try to bring in a client of the week. And this is just an example of how we helped somebody solve the problem for planning. And this is kind of a unique case. I was telling you last week, I just got back last Saturday from a trip out to Colorado. I drove out there and visited my mom, and I saw my aunt and uncle and saw some friends. And I was out there for just, you know, they've got horrible fires, too. They got this big fire up north of basically west of Fort Collins in the northern part of the state, the Cameron Fire, which just smoked out the entire state. It was smoky all the way down to the south where my mom lives. But and I was there for when they got a foot of snow, too, believe it or not. But one of the things that popped up, I was talking to some friends of mine, and they were kind of a couple of my friends are in this situation where their parents are aging and getting into that point where they're going to need some long-term care. They're going to need some assistance. The writing is on the wall. And so we were talking about this, and I was telling them about a client that I had and how we solved the problem for my friends are in the same situation. Their parents are aging. They don't really have any money, and they're worried about, you know, what's going to happen and who's going to end up paying, or are they going to end up on Medicaid. So I dug through my archives, and I brought up this client of the week. This was a very special client of the week to me. My actual the people I worked with were actually Rick and Steve. They were brothers. And the clients are Frank, who is 76, and Joan, who is 75. Now, here's what was going on. Frank and Joan basically were living off of Social Security. Rick and Steve had purchased a house for them. Their parents were living in this house. And they realize now, they're like, look, we're kind of in a peculiar situation now here, because mom is starting to show some signs, cognitive issues. Dad is not looking that good. He's fallen several times. And they're right now, he said, they're eking it, you know, through the day. But what we're worried about is where are we going to be a year, 2 years, 3 years from now? Because we started talking about this situation with them. And I said, look, here's the problem your parents have. Their Social Security combined was less than $3,000 a month. So regardless of who ends up in a care situation, whether it's Frank or Joan, if they apply for Medicaid, the community spouse will get to keep all that income because it's less than $3,000. So they're not going to lose that income. But what's going to happen is Medicaid is not going to come in and provide the care in the home for them. The most likely Medicaid will come and take the person that needs the care out and warehouse them in a nursing home. And the reason why is for Medicaid to support you in your own home, you have to have somebody there that's got the physical ability and the emotional stability to be a caregiver. And I don't think Frank or Joan were in that situation at this time. So Rick and Steve were really kind of, you know, they're, look, we want to keep our parents together. You know, they were very special to them. And they said, we don't have a problem taking care of them, but we just don't know the best way to do this. Is there something we can do for them? And at the time, this is the key. Their health was compromised, but not to a point where we could not get them insurance, meaning they could still pass the cognitive impairment test on the telephone, which they did. And they still were physically able to get around. They didn't have, you know, they weren't wheelchair bound or using a four-legged cane or a walker or anything at this point. So we could still get them a plan. And so what I did with Rick and Steve, I says, look, you guys can buy a plan for your parents. You can own that plan. Your parents will be the insured. Now, as owners of the policy, you can decide whether or not you turn that policy on. And what I mean by that is if you know, something suddenly happens to one of their parents and you know, Frank just passes away, and then Joan ends up on Medicaid and just wants they're going to put her in a facility and Medicaid will accept that, then they don't ever have to turn this policy on. However, if they want to bring that home health care in or they want to use it for long-term care, they can turn it on. And so this is what we ended up doing with them. We took a single deposit of $200,000. So basically, Rick and Steve each contributed $100,000. They said, yes, we will put this money into this plan. Now, thing to keep in mind is that $200,000 deposited to the insurance company is always going to be there. So that means Rick and Steve can always get their $200,000 back from the insurance company. Now, there's a surrender charge. Think of it like a CD. But after, you know, 10 years, 20 years down the road, 10 years down the road, whatever it is, if they never use this plan, that $200,000 is still there. However, if they do use it for long-term care, that $200,000 turns into $600,000. So it's leveraged up. And, excuse me, really what they're doing is they're taking that $200,000, they're swapping interest that they would be earning in the bank on that for insurance. And that's the difference on these plans. That $200,000 is not going to earn any interest in this particular plan, but what it's going to do is it's going to turn into $600,000 of tax-free long-term care that their parents can access at $6,600 a month. So they can each get $6,600 a month if they're both on claim. So we're talking over $13,000 a month that they could pull out of this. The insurance is $600,000. Now, the reason why this was so important is because Rick and Steve are sitting there looking, saying, look, we want to help our parents out, but we don't know the extent of this situation. We don't know if we're going to be in this $50,000, $100,000, $500,000. We have no idea. So I said, look, here's a way you can do this. You can put the $200,000 in. If you guys never use it, you get your $200,000 back. If you only use $50,000 of long-term care, you get $150,000 back. So again, the $200,000, that's their stopgap. That's the most that they're going to have to spend, because then they can turn that into $600,000. Now, that being said, maybe one of them could outlive this and they would need additional care, but they felt very comfortable knowing that they had $600,000 to provide care for the parents. And since this was a joint plan, if Frank passes away or Joan passes away, that $600,000 is still there available for the surviving parent. So it's just a really nice plan. And I'll tell you, this is something that is just, for a lot of people out there, they need to understand. If your parents are in this situation, Frank and Joan, because they don't have any assets, because they don't have any money, they could qualify for Medicaid right away. The problem is Medicaid most likely will not keep their parents together. If one of them needs care, they're going to pull that person out of the house, and they're most likely going to put them in a facility, whether it's an adult family home that accepts Medicaid or whether it's a nursing home. But that's most likely what's going to happen. If they both needed care at the same time, they both qualified for Medicaid, there may be a chance that they could get together. But I've got a client right now whose parents are in two separate Medicaid facilities. So this is really hard on kids. If they're looking at their parents and they're saying, gosh, you know, I don't want my parents separated. And a lot of times that's the worst time to separate somebody, especially if mom ends up in a cognitive situation. As soon as you take her husband away from her, that's going to make it worse for them. So this just gave them a tremendous amount of flexibility. Again, a single deposit, and it could be $100,000 that would turn into $300,000. You could do $300,000, it would turn into $900,000. And it's just simple 3-to-1 leverage. And what you're simply doing on this plan is you're trading the interest for the insurance. The base amount of money that you put in there is still going to be there. So if their parents both went out and died next year, they get the $200,000 back. They get that full $200,000 back. And because the kids own this policy, they're in control how they use it. They can decide that, you know what, we're just going to let our parents go on Medicaid. That's going to work out. We don't need to use this money. They didn't lose a dime. But should they want to support their parents in their home, now they have a plan where they can pull out $6,600 a month per person. And it's just a brilliant plan because, again, that money comes in tax-free and it doesn't count as income. So there are other plans like this out there. The simple 3-to-1 leverage actually will grow in value depending on your age. You will earn a little bit of interest on your money, but you have to have your own individual policy. What's unique about this plan is it guarantees your principal, but it makes it a joint plan. So it is unlikely that both of them will need extended health care for multiple years, but one of them may. So this gives them the flexibility. If one person needs it for a year, well, then they still got, you know, maybe they pull out $70,000. $100,000. Well, they still have $530,000 for the other parent. So again, just a real great great design plan for kids to, you know, take some savings, leverage it up into insurance, get access to long-term care professionals if they need them. But if they don't, they're going to get all of that money back. Stick around. I've got a little bit more long-term care radio. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525-LongTermCare.com. 525-LongTermCare.com.
Can't always count on good health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. If you've been thinking about it but have questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors Friday, September 25th at 9 a.m. for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has a lifetime benefit that pays our estate back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com for their class coming up Friday, September 25th at 9 a.m. The class is free, and they'll give you a copy of their long-term care planning book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. You want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people, but if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in this weekend to Long-Term Care Radio. And by the way, I know numbers are hard. I get that. It's really hard on the radio, and we always try to talk about this on the client of the week. But if you miss any part of our show, again, you can get the podcast. You can go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. You can go to iTunes. You can ask Alexa to play long-term care radio. But again, don't get hooked up on the numbers. Again, it's more of the concept of how you can put a plan in place. And so for our client of the week this week, the idea of that plan was that the kids said, look, I'm willing to reposition some assets for the leverage and the insurance in case we need it for our parents. We don't know that we are going to need it. We don't know that we're going to use it. But that makes us feel comfortable knowing that we have some kind of stopgap. The key in this situation is that the parents could qualify for the long-term care. And a lot of people wait until it's too late. If your parents already have dementia, they cannot pass a cognitive test, there is no hope of them getting any long-term care insurance. If they're already physically limited to a point where they're using a wheelchair or a four-legged walker, or they need assistance with activities of daily living already, they are not going to qualify for long-term care insurance. And that makes it very, very difficult for the family members and the kids. And believe me, I was just out in Colorado, just one of my best friends from college married a good friend of mine from high school. So I've known these people my whole lives, basically. And I'm just watching the parents go through this situation right now, and it's really putting the kids in a tight spot because we go day to day to day thinking, well, I don't know what's going to happen. There's no easy answer. But if you don't plan ahead of time, a lot of times you don't have a choice because something catastrophic happens, and then next thing you know, mom can't go home, and now dad is freaking out because he's like, where's mom? And it just turns into this snowballing effect, and it's just chaos for everybody. So it's tough. I mean, there's no easy answer to this. But what you can do is try to, you know, mitigate some of those consequences by planning. And if your parents are still healthy enough, there's no reason why you can't go out and get a plan for them. You can even buy them a traditional pay-as-you-go plan. I know I've had several clients that have done that. They've actually bought a plan for their parents because they don't want their parents to end up on Medicaid, and they don't want to be responsible financially. And they say, I'd rather just pay for that insurance right now. So keep that in mind. Lots of things you can do. And with insurance, you can own a policy. Somebody else can be the insured. And that's a great thing about it. Now, one of the things that we were talking about, we started off the show with our question of the week from Rick in Woodinville, just want to know how you get the best price on long-term care. And the main point is to understand, again, Rick, is that if you choose a company, regardless of who that company is, ABC company, however you design that plan, it's going to be priced exactly the same regardless of where you go. And believe it or not, a lot of people don't understand that. In fact, this is such a timely question because just this week I was emailing back and forth with a financial advisor who had taken one of our clients and suggested that he go to another broker to make sure he was getting the best price on long-term care insurance. And this particular plan that we had designed for our clients is there's only one company that has this, lifetime benefits for two people on an asset-based plan. There's only one company that has that. So there isn't somebody else. I can't go out and compare that to another plan that has the same features and benefits. And surprisingly, a lot of advisors don't understand this. And I think this is the problem. A lot of our clients will say, how come my financial advisor isn't talking to me about long-term care? Well, I will just tell you, statistically, most financial advisors do not have long-term care insurance themselves. Most of them believe it's a money issue, meaning if I have enough money, I don't need to worry about long-term care. And the fallacy with that is that when your loved one ends up in a long-term care situation, if it's your parents, for instance, and mom and dad have $3 million, it's not like, oh, great, we'll just, the money will take care of the long-term care situation. No, the burden is still placed on you or the family or the power of attorney or whoever is managing that estate to figure out how do we get the plan of care met? How do we get the care coordination? How do we get the people to provide the best level of service for my loved one? Oh, what's the most efficient way to pay for that now? We've got real estate. We've got stocks. We've got retirement accounts. What do we do? Do we spend all the cash savings down first, or do we start spending the retirement account down and pay tax on that? So there's all these other issues. And the idea of a long-term care plan, ironically, the number one thing it does is it protects your assets, the very thing the financial advisor is trying to grow and protect. And so what happens, like Madeline, our case manager, her mom was working for Microsoft in her 50s, fell into a long-term care situation. She had a chance to get group health insurance or group long-term care insurance through Microsoft. Yeah, but, you know, you're in your 50s, so why would I need that? That's going to be something way out. Well, her mom ended up becoming ill, ended up in a long-term care situation, had to spend down through all of their retirement accounts, lost her job. The whole thing just unwound. And so guess what? Now Madeline is supporting her dad right now. Her dad had multiple health events, trying to be a caregiver. Her dad's not able to work. And you can see how that snowballs. For younger people, it can wipe out a chance of ever getting any savings for retirement. For people that have worked hard and have built a nice nest egg, the number one risk that you have to that nest egg is not taxes, it's a long-term care event, because all of those assets are at risk. And I was talking about this last week. This is another thing that I'm surprised that so many financial advisors don't understand. If you're in a second marriage and you went out and you did prenuptial agreement, so you have his estate and you have her estate, and you're living happily together, if one of you end up in a long-term care situation, the government does not distinguish between those two estates. that is now community property. So you blow through all your money in a long-term care situation because you have a stroke and you go on to a 10-year claim and you burn through all your money, you're going to burn through your spouse's even though you have a prenuptial agreement unless you get divorced. So there's a lot of things that I think that you have to be aware of. And when you're talking with your financial advisor, understand that this is not their forte. Insurance is not it. Now, some financial advisors are licensed in insurance, but what we're seeing is a lot of them have a life insurance or somebody, an agent, or they might be licensed to sell life insurance, but they haven't gone through the long-term care training because that takes a separate license. So we're starting to see plans quoted for people like life insurance with chronic care riders on them. That is not long-term care. So when we're out there shopping, it's very confusing because you've number one, if you're just comparing apples to apples, that's easy. But what a lot of people don't understand is that apples to apples, they're looking at the monthly benefit or the total amount of coverage. But what they're not seeing is like, how does that company pay out? Is it reimbursement? Is it cash? How does that company handle claims? Is there a concierge service? Do I have case managers? Do I get that support or am I on my own? And so you have to balance all of those things as well, too, instead of just looking at it from who has the lowest premium. And I'll tell you that there's just a lot of people out there, a lot of companies that market products that are not truly long-term care, and you've got to be aware of that. They will market annuities. They will market life insurance with chronic care riders and say, oh, and if you need it, it can pay for care in the future. Well, again, you're not getting the leverage of a long-term care insurance contract, and you're not going to be getting those additional ancillary benefits like the case managers and the care coordination. A lot of those companies just skip all of that. And the other thing to keep in mind, I was just looking at a guy. He had some quotes that he sent over to Madeline, and it was really frustrating because I'm looking at this saying, if you're going in to get long-term care plan, that's not what this is. This is life insurance with a chronic care rider on it. They're going to pay these huge monthly benefits. It's going to put you over the per diem limit, which means it can turn that into a taxable event, and it also dumps a ton of record keeping on you. Now, that person goes out and buys a plan like that. They think they have long-term care insurance. They go to trigger that plan, and guess what? They realize that, no, it's not long-term care insurance. It's a chronic care rider on a life insurance, and now I've got this taxable event because I'm pulling too much money out of this policy. So there's all kinds of things that you just really have to be aware of. And I will tell you, as a warning sign, if you're working with a financial advisor and they do not talk to you about long-term care, that's take that as a red flag, because the number one thing that you're trying to do, obviously, is not run out of money in retirement. You're trying to protect those assets. And if that financial advisor is like a lot of the financial advisors I work with, they're just very open and honest. They say, yes, this makes sense. You probably need to look into this. I'm not your guy. I want you to go see Brian over at 525 Advisors. I have several advisors that do that. Where I really struggle is with some of the advisors that don't understand how long-term care insurance works. And they just willy-nilly say, oh, you don't need it, or I think you're going to be okay, or, oh, you go over to this person, and they don't understand what they're looking at if you go back to them. So just be very, very aware of that. Again, thanks for everybody tuning in. If you missed any part of the show, again, we're on two times on Saturday, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're on noon on Sundays, and then you can always get our podcast. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.